Are you looking to start a video podcast, but you don't want to break the bank? In this video, I'll break down the best equipment to get started. Like this £22 ring light I bought off Amazon. You don't need $10,000 lights, microphones, and cameras to attract big guests for your new podcast when you're just starting out. I started a podcast for less than £50. And within 2 months, I've already secured big name guests like SpaceX co-founder Jim Cantrell and Grammy-winning celebrity photographer Albert Watson. I've had over 2.5 million views across all social media platforms. And today I'll show you the equipment I use to get started, which will make your podcast look and sound professional in no time, even on a small budget. If you're new here, I'm Jacob Watson Howland. I'm an award-winning BBC featured photographer and podcaster who interviews experts to help young people understand the world and themselves better. I've interviewed best-selling authors and BAFTA-winning filmmakers like Stuart Binns, and I've recently created a private paid community that shows you how to go from no podcast with zero subscribers to a professional podcast that attracts big names and a loyal audience in just 3 months, like I did. So let's break down the best budget equipment you can use to start your new video podcast. First, let's talk about audio. Audio is by far the most important part of your podcast. Your first investment should be a good microphone, but you can even start with the old Apple earphones. Recording software nowadays, like the one I'm going to mention later on in the video, uses AI to create studio sound quality for you, no matter what microphone you use. For example, when I interviewed Grammy-winning photographer Albert Watson, I ended up using the microphone on these old Apple earphones because my professional microphone sounded too quiet for him. In fact, I'm using the Apple mic to speak right now. Not bad, right? But if you do have a bit of cash, investing in a good microphone should be your first priority for sure. My recommendation, if you do have a little bit more cash, is buying the Rode NT USB Mini. It's £85. It's small, lightweight, compact with crisp, clear. Now let's get onto the video side of things. So for cameras, if you buy a £500 camera just to record a podcast video, I can't lie, you're pretty stupid, especially if you're on a budget. So many friends I know that have thought about starting content have asked me what camera to use. And I think they have a memory issue because I think they forget that they have a 4K camera in their pocket with them every second of the day. Your phone is more than good enough for recording, especially when you're starting out. And you can just change your phone settings to 4K if you want it to be really high quality. But even just on 1080p normal HD, to record a podcast or a video like this is completely fine. You know, it's basically for free because you've either already paid for it or your mum pays for it monthly. So just use your iPhone. Even when you're doing remote episodes like I do, using your laptop webcam is more than good enough. Mine's 720p, so it's not even full HD, right? And my most viral podcast clip that I've posted so far was a video with my webcam footage, and it got over 1 million views on TikTok and Instagram. And the reason why my webcam footage was being used was because my camera battery died towards the end of the podcast, which goes to show as long as you have some sort of camera, it should be okay, even for just generating clips and putting them on social media, but also for just recording a podcast in general. Most people listen to it rather than watch. So as long as you can record in HD, that's fine. Use your phone. Use your laptop webcam. It's pretty simple. Don't spend £1,000 on a camera. Use your iPhone or laptop webcam. And if you're going to use your iPhone, use the front-face camera, not the selfie camera. The front-facing camera is way higher quality and it looks way better. If you're thinking, Jacob, what about a tripod for my camera to put on when I'm recording the podcast? We'll get to that. The next thing you should invest in is lighting. By the way, I'm going to leave links to all of these in the show notes below. I'm not sponsored by any of them. Lighting is super important if your podcast is video. It just makes the footage look so much more pro than if you're using some sort of lighting rather than just natural light from a window or just the normal fluorescent lights on your ceiling. It's just way better having a lighting setup, especially if you want to create your podcast for YouTube and turn it into short form content as well. If you go on YouTube and search up the popular videos on how to start a budget-friendly podcast for $10 for ultra beginners, the lighting that they recommend in the videos are like £145 softbox lighting. That's pretty ridiculous when you can literally buy a £23 LED ring light that makes your lighting setup look super pro, and three different kind of normal lighting setup. So like neutral, cool, and warm. I use warm. I mean, this is black and white anyway, so it doesn't make a difference. But if it's yours is going to be color, which I assume it is, it has a lot of different color options for you. You could invest in two LED ring lights. I've got two on right now because it creates a bit of this side lighting. But if you're on a super tight budget, which I was when I first started, you really only need one LED ring light. Let me show you, for example. You don't need to spend an extra £20 just to get this lighting difference. Like, it really doesn't make a difference. If you're just starting out and you have literally like £50 to spend, you don't need this light. You can just record like this and it still looks pro. You know, there's still nice shadows on your face. This is just a bit more of a compliment, a bit of side lighting, but it's not a necessity. So don't worry about it. Just invest in one LED light if you're on a budget for your video podcast. In my recent interviews last week with two times Joe Rogan guest and longevity expert Aubrey de Grey, I literally used this lighting setup in this room to interview him, as well as interviewing Steve Winter, a National Geographic photographer as well, all in my room, you know? So the bar is pretty low. You don't need loads of expensive gear to get big names on. In fact, in terms of lighting setup, I actually think I prefer the lighting setup I have in my room versus the lighting setup I use in the studio. And I use these big, expensive studio quality lights with massive tripods. They're super heavy. I think I prefer this one because it's just a nice soft light. So this literally goes to show you do not need super expensive lights or anything to start your own podcast. Just buy the stuff that I'm saying. The link's in the description and your podcast will look pro in no time and you'll therefore have no excuses to not start your own podcast. If you want to go from no podcasts and zero subscribers to a professional looking and sounding podcast with big named guests, loyal audience, and a lot of momentum in 3 months, the link for my step-by-step video podcast blueprint program is in the description below. Let's get on to the next section. So this is a thing that a lot of the how to start your podcast with £1 in the bank clickbait videos don't talk about, and it's studio. Like, what room are you going to record in? So you might be thinking, oh, I need to go to a professional studio and spend £1,000 renting that out every single day. Unless you are still in school or your work has a good quiet room or even a studio room, or you're at university and they have a radio room, you do not need a professional studio when you're just starting out and you're on a tight budget, okay? Again, if you're starting on a budget, use what's available. You've got to be resourceful. Just use your bedroom or use your parents' office or any quiet room. If it has a rug and some posters on the wall, that's better because it absorbs the sound rather than reflecting it. But like I said, again, the software I'm going to tell you about at the end of this video can literally transform your echoey bedroom sounding audio, like the one that I have right now. I can literally hear myself echoing into professional pro podcast quality audio for you to share to the world. And again, I'm not sponsored by the software. It's genuinely the software I use to attract these big names and get a ton of views and support for my show. Just don't go out your way to rent a studio if you're on a budget. Just close your window, bro. Just close your window. All right, that takes me to the last section, and it's the one that I've mentioned a few times already. And I think this is the most effective equipment when you're starting your podcast, and it's recording software. Why is this more important than audio? Why is this more important than video, Jacob? Why is this more important than lighting? Let me tell you. Audio comes a close second because obviously that is super important. If you invest £25 a month, your podcast will be 80% of the way there to a professional, successful show that you're actually proud of for just £25 a month. This is insane. Riverside is basically Zoom, but for podcasting, and it's way higher quality. By the way, not sponsored, but Riverside, if you want to sponsor me, please do. Feel free to do it. For just £25 a month, it handles all the recording for you and your guest. It records them separately, then uploads it to a cloud to you, and it gives you separate video and audio tracks. So you don't have to worry about the guest site crashing, or there being problems with their audio or your audio, and it messes up the overall audio quality of the podcast. It does it separately and it uploads it to a cloud. So you're guaranteed to have the audio at the end of the podcast and the video too. It has its own editing suite where you can literally either ask the AI assistant to cut out the fluff and remove the pause gaps and remove the ums and ahs and the likes and the kind of filler words for you. And the AI assistant can also generate titles, show notes, video chapters for you. And it also creates clips, short form content, which you can use for your social media promotion. This is my favorite part. With one click of a button, it can turn your raw, echoey, bad audio into magic studio sounding, crisp, clear audio with one click of a button. It does it for you. You can also invite guests to the show with one click of an email invite button. And all they have to do is press the link and join in their browser, and it creates professional looking and sounding podcast footage for you and your guest, even if they're on the other side of the world. I've used Riverside to interview every single guest I've had come on the show so far, and many of them have been award-winning photographers, filmmakers, best-selling authors, doctors, neuroscientists, historians, some people that have been on Lex Fridman's podcast, Joe Rogan's podcast, and it's all from using this £25 a month podcast software. Without this, I would never be able to get the guests on the show because many of them live super far away from me and many of them are from America and I live in the UK right now. So it really makes the most incredible difference that will level up your podcast. Even when you're just starting out, it gives you access to these guests that you would only be able to dream of. Again, I'm not sponsored. This is the software I use, and the links to all of it will be in the show notes below, as well as my private paid community, which will help you go from zero subs to professional looking and sounding video podcast in no time. So if we're going to go super cheap, the total cost of this podcast equipment would be the Apple earphones, the Riverside FM software, the LED light, and excluding your phone and laptop if you already have one, that equates to about $59 or pounds to create this professional video podcast, which you can make your own career for like $60. The links will be in the description. I'm not sponsored. They are Amazon affiliate links. So if you do use a link to buy, for example, the LED lights, I will get a percentage of Amazon's profit at no extra cost to you. So it's pretty much a win-win because you're going to get professional looking podcast equipment and I'm going to steal some profit from Amazon. So yeah, awesome, right? So if you're on a budget, there's literally zero excuse to not start your podcast. If you've been thinking about it for the last 6 months, or you've been listening to my episodes and feel inspired, or other people's episodes, and you think, yeah, I could do this. This is it. This is the equipment that you need. If you want to know the full step-by-step process I use to go from zero subscribers and zero guests and zero idea of how to start a podcast to a ton of high-end guests, professional-looking video, professional-looking audio quality, social media clips of the podcast that have generated over 2.5 million views in the last 2 to 3 months, then join my tribe of outliers. It's a community for curious, like-minded people who either want to start their own podcast or are interested in improving themselves and understanding the world around them too. You'll get access to my step-by-step podcast blueprint program, as well as many other self-improvement videos which can help you improve your life. You'll finally be able to meet your like-minded tribe of people who are into podcasting, into self-growth, and into understanding the world around them. Because let's be real, the people that are into those three things are very rare individuals. That's why I called it Tribe of Outliers. So if you want to know how to start your podcast using the blueprint I used to go from zero to a successful show that's continuing to grow to this day, literally, I'll hold your hand and walk you through the step-by-step process, including how to email guests, what to put in your emails, how to edit it, how to repurpose it, how to use Riverside FM software, but also how to do it all with the equipment I've said in this video, how to network with guests, how to write video descriptions, where to upload it to. I'll literally tell you every single step to turn you into a pro podcaster and get big name guests and a loyal audience like I have, as well as getting my episodes 24 hours before anyone else, getting guest previews before the show even comes out, as well as join weekly live calls with myself and the tribe, helping you improve your podcast and yourself every single week. It's an absolute no-brainer. It's for curious people who are into self-improvement and also who want to start their own podcast. So if you want to become an outlier today and join the tribe of like-minded people and get direct access to me and my blueprints, which have helped me improve my podcast and my life, click the link in the description. Goodbye.